Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, The Water's Fine. Dear friends, with the baptism of Jesus, our calendar year and our liturgical year are off to a powerful start. You see, every baptism fulfills the hope of new life in Christ. Every baptized child, every eager convert is a potential Aquinas or Augustine, a Mother Teresa or a Florence Nightingale. Every baptism refreshes the vigor of the body of Christ. This week's gospel reintroduces us to the wellspring of this grace, Christ's baptism in the Jordan and the promise of our own baptism in the Holy Spirit. Through baptism, Christ claims us for his own. We are with him and of him, from the manger to the miracles, from the nativity to the resurrection, then, now, and for all time to come. That's the power of baptism, a massive infusion of grace, transforming short, self-centered mortal lives into a seamless continuum of earthly and heavenly life, an eternal life as a blessed and beloved child of God. This transformation has obligations as well as privileges. You see, baptism was never meant to create privileged, cruise control Christians, all take and no give, completely indistinguishable from our secular neighbors. Through baptism, you and I are given ready access to God's grace. It's there for the asking, but it's not a get-out-of-jail card for us to hoard, to squander or neglect as our whim would have it. Baptism is a lifelong commitment to Christ, to follow him in all things, to witness his love, to openly believe in the face of cynicism and scorn. Grace is free, yes, but it's not cheap. It was bought and paid for by the life and death of Jesus Christ, and there's no quid pro quo payment for God's grace. You see, as Christians, grace is the air we breathe, but we must breathe it. We must constantly accept it. We must draw it in to convert physical mass into spiritual energy, to get on with our purpose in life, to witness Christ's love in the world. We're not only cleansed and revived by the waters of baptism, but as Revelation tells us, we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. You see, baptism literally means immersion. In Christ, we die to sin. We plunge into the waters of baptism, and we reemerge spiritually resurrected and reborn, setting out confidently on the road to salvation. The recipe for all these wonders is not say a few prayers and just add water. It requires embracing a life created by the Father, redeemed by the Son, and consecrated by the Holy Spirit. The life that we've been given by God is given back to him in baptism. It tells us and it tells the world that we're Christians, we're his people, and we follow him in all things. We're not too shy, too cool, or too politically correct to proclaim him in word and deed. For most of us, the cost of proclaiming Christ may be a snub or even a raised eyebrow. For others, as we're reminded regularly, the cost of Christ in their lives can be a martyr's death. Yet, through the grace of God, the faith they proclaim provides the courage to proclaim it. Francis Thompson, creator of the haunting Hound of Heaven, wrote of the joy of living boldly, refreshed and renewed in God's grace. He says, it's to have a spirit yet streaming from the waters of baptism, to believe in love, to believe in loveliness, to believe in belief. My friends, each and every day, Jesus invites us to take this plunge, to recreate our newly baptized selves, to follow him with renewed confidence and energy. Come on in, the water's fine. This has been Father Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.